understanding your programming. That is the reflection of the day. I had the privilege yesterday of speaking in front of, I believe it was about 150 students at a high school. And then today I had the opportunity of speaking in front of, I would say, 25, 30 medical assistant, dental assistant school students. And I was talking to them about programming, right? Programming is something that exists. We have all been programmed. And understanding the programming of the people that raised us and the people that raised those people, because sometimes it's not your father or your mother, it could be your grandmother and she was raised by someone else. Just really being curious about the history of our ancestors, and so that we can realize the reprogramming that needs to happen for us. Not looking back, and this is important, do not look back with criticism, judgment, and resentment. Look back again with curiosity. Look back seeking to understand. Understand the things that don't work for you. Understanding the things that you really want to change in yourself. Because programming happens when we are born. And the environment, the community, the people that are raising you, again, give you that programming. And if we don't develop a curiosity for our past in a non-judgmental way, then we sort of get stuck in the programming. And the idea is that we, especially if you have made the decision that you don't want to be stuck in your old programming, that you want to create a new program, you want to reprogram your life, so you can start. And there's different ways. One of them is understand what did not work of your childhood, what did not work of your parents, or what did not work in the community that you were raised. What are the things that you do not want to bring with you, but yet you bring with you because you were programmed? And then make a list. Make a list of all these things. And now then you go and you start doing the opposite of the programming. So when we wake up every day, we are having conversations. My goodness, so many conversations. And most of the conversations are not good for us. Most of the conversations, we just beat ourselves up. And this happens day by day, over and over again. So when you start having these, you know, really bad conversations about you, and you start judging you and criticizing you and being your worst enemy, then you do what's opposite. So if you feel that you're stupid, because we call ourselves all these things, stupid, fat, just, you know, a loser, all these things that we affirm that we continue to create. So if you call yourself stupid, then switch it. I'm smart. I'm smart. Repeat it a few times. I'm smart. And then concentrate on the feeling of being smart. How would you feel if you consider yourself smart? And then start connecting the feelings to the affirmations, the conversations that you're having. The other way to do this also is switching the people that you are hanging out with. Then you start hanging out, getting into your circle, your close circle of friends and acquaintance, people that you want to be like, not in an envious way. It's more you admire them. And this is, if you had their life, you'd be happy. You will be moving forward. You will be accelerating your reprogramming. So start surrounding yourself by these people. Start networking. Networking is so freaking powerful. And people say, well, I just don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. Look, go on, I call it Uncle Google. Go to Uncle Google and find out. Let's say that you wanted to go, you know, go to an event that is has to do with business. Look up Chamber of Commerce. Look at any networking events that have to do with business or self-development. Look up all of these things in Google and start doing it as a homework, that you are making a conscious effort to be able to put yourself in the surroundings, in the community, and connecting with people that have what you want to have, that have been able to accomplish what you are searching for. Because most of the time we have these negative conversations, and then we have people that are close to us that reinforce the negative conversation. And then we go and do things in the community that reinforce the negative behavior. And we get stuck in this vicious cycle, this vicious cycle. But you don't have to. You can reprogram yourself. It is guaranteed that if you make the conscious effort and you take action to switch and try to do the opposite of what you're doing that is giving you those results, you're going to have different results. And little by little, you start building the reprogramming in your life, and it leads you to having a happier life, a more peaceful life, a life where you don't live in scarcity, a life where you are feeling fulfilled and you have gratitude. So today, I want you to really make a list of the things that you feel your programming is composed of. Just look back. Look back at your childhood without judgment, without resentment. Look at it with curiosity. Because when you judge and you resent, then you are a victim. And when you're a victim, you're going to be stuck in victim mode. Most people get stuck there. So if you want to be one of those people, stop being a victim. Just go back with curiosity and then start going to the opposite of what didn't work for you. You have the power. You create your results. So let's reflect, reset, and reconnect.